and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Mars Express. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the best way to describe this film, it's a sci-fi neo-noir thriller that involves a human cop on Mars who has a robotic partner who used to be human but is now a copy of them in a robot form, and they have to solve this mystery that starts off as a missing person case and evolves into a whole bunch of espionage, of death, of dealing with a bunch of mysteries of humanity and robots and AI and all these different things. And that's kind of the premise of the film. It's very interesting. I saw the trailer for the film a while back, and it really gave off a lot of Ghost in the Shell kind of vibes to it. And so it piqued my interest. And it's an animated film from France, which it's not typically a place where you get a lot of this kind of animation. You know, most times it's either, you know, US or Japanese, but sometimes you get these type of animated films from Europe, and this is one of them. And kudos to G-Kids, who is the distributor of the film in North America, to be able to see the film. I was very interested in checking it out because of the trailer, and it does really have Ghost in the Shell vibes. It reminded me of Blade Runner a little bit, of Total Recall, of Aeon Flux, the 90s animated series on MTV. There are a lot of different influences and vibes, and like I said, noir elements to it as well. Just a very enthralling story, because it's 90 minutes or so of what's going on with the action, and there's so many layers to it, and it really does feel like an old school noir tale, but it's set in, you know, the future on another planet in Mars. But there's so many elements to it. It's very interesting, and I don't want to spoil the film because, you know, these type of mystery noir type of films, you don't want to spoil it for people because you want them to understand the story. But there is a lot of depth to the story. And like I said, you know, it's dealing with humanity. It's dealing with robots and AI and what it means to be alive. What does it mean to die, but then you have a copy of yourself, and you know all the ethical and moral ramifications of that. And just, there's so much to the story, and like I said, there are a lot of different influences, but it does feel like its own thing as well, which I appreciate, because you know, you can copy from so many different places and not really have an original story. But I feel like with this one, there's very much an original story to it. I enjoyed the voice cast. It was a English dub that I saw. I don't know if there's any difference with the French dub, if there's any kind of differences, but I liked the English voice cast. There were some names that I recognized, Ben Diskin, Josh Keaton, just a couple of them who are veteran voice actors. So they got some really good people to do the voices, and it comes across very well. The animation I was very impressed by. It was very unique, but it very much fit the vibe of what the story was trying to say. There were some very cool elements of action. There was some transitions that I thought were pretty cool as well, of how it transitioned from one area to the next and one scene to the next. Something that haven't seen too often with animation that I thought was pulled off very well. The music had that kind of techno, new wave kind of vibe to it that really fit the ambiance of this film. I really enjoyed that. Overall, it's a very fun film. It's a very engaging film. It really makes you think. I was kind of wondering how I would like the ending of the film, and no spoilers of how the film ends, but how it ends, I feel like it makes sense. And so I appreciate that, because sometimes when you have these kind of films, you get to the end of it and sometimes you don't appreciate it, or you don't like it because it just doesn't hit the right note. But I feel like with the way that they told the story throughout, it makes sense. It does justice to what they were trying to say throughout the course of the film. And it just leaves you on a note that, like I said, makes sense. And it's satisfying. For me, it was satisfying. And so overall, really enjoyable film. Like I said, shout out to G-Kids. Like, they're great about animation. You know, usually it's Japanese animation that they bring over, but sometimes they bring European animation as well, whether it's from England or Ireland or, in this case, France. So shout out to them. Definitely, if you get an opportunity to see this film, I would recommend doing it, especially if you're a fan of neo-noir type storytelling. If you're a fan of Ghost in the Shell or Blade Runner, like those influences that I mentioned earlier, Aeon Flux, just those type of stories, especially Ghost in the Shell, I definitely could feel that vibe to it. But really, it's if you're just looking for really cool animation, really good storytelling, I feel like that Mars Express is one that's worth checking out. And it's probably not going to get a long theatrical run, so if you get an opportunity to see it in the theater, do it. If you catch it later and it's already out of theaters, then definitely catch it on PVOD or streaming. Definitely it's worth checking out, especially if you're someone who loves animation, who loves good storytelling, and is looking for something interesting and unique. I feel like Mars Express is just that thing. And like I said, highly would recommend it. So that's my thoughts on Mars Express. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. It really does help get the word out, and really do appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.